This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Indian economy is projected to grow at 7.5% in 2024, the World Bank has said, revising its earlier projections for the same period by 1.2%. According to the World Bank's most recent South Asia Development Update, the overall growth in South Asia is forecast to be strong at 6% in 2024, driven mostly by robust development in India and recoveries in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. According to the report, South Asia is expected to remain the fastest-growing region in the world for the next 2 years, with growth projected to be 6.1% in 2025. At least 4 people are killed and nearly 60 others injured by a powerful earthquake in Taiwan today. An earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale hit Taiwan's eastern shores today, triggering tsunami warnings in the region. The United States Geological Survey said the quake had a magnitude of 7.4 with its epicenter 18 kilometers south of Taiwan's Hualien City at a depth of 34.8 kilometers. The director of Taipei Seismology Center, Wu Qianfu, said the earthquake is felt all over Taiwan and offshore island and it is the strongest in 25 years. According to the initial reports, multiple buildings have partially collapsed in Hualien and are shown leaning at precarious angles. The tremor triggered tsunami alerts in southern Japan also. As per reports, a 30-centimeter tsunami was recorded at Yonaguni Island around 9:18 a.m. Japan time today. In response, the Japan Meteorological Agency sounded the alarm for Miyakojima and Okinawa Islands, cautioning residents about the imminent waves as high as 3 meters. The Philippine Seismology Agency has also issued a tsunami warning. Chinese state media said tremors were felt in parts of China's southeastern Fujian province. Congress leader and sitting MP of Wayanad parliamentary constituency Rahul Gandhi will file his nomination papers today. He will lead a roadshow from the bus stand premises at Kalpetta and will be accompanied by general secretaries of the party Priyanka Gandhi, K.C. Venugopal and other party leaders. The constituency will witness a triangular fight involving UDF, LDF and NDA candidates. Kerala is among the 12 states or union territories going to the polls in the second phase, where polling is scheduled to take place on the 26th of this month. The Election Commission has launched Myth versus Reality Register to combat the spread of misinformation in general elections 2024. The poll body in a release said that this platform can be used to verify information, prevent the spread of misinformation, debunk myths, and stay informed about key issues during the general elections. In Maharashtra, 7 people from a family died in a fire incident in Chhavni, cantonment area, Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar, early this morning. Fire took place in a 3-story building around 3 a.m. 3 women and 2 children were among those who died. The bodies were taken to a government hospital. The cause of the fire is still being investigated by the police. The National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has said that it is making every effort to provide school books on time. In a social media post, it said about 33 lakh books of classes 1, 2, 7, 8, 10 and 12 have been printed and delivered to bookshops. NCERT said the new syllabus books for classes 3 and 6 will be published this month and in the month of May. The government is taking all necessary steps to ensure that electricity demand in the upcoming summer season is met. Power and New and Renewable Energy Minister R.K. Singh held a series of meetings in this regard, emphasizing the need for ensuring zero load shedding during the summer season. In a meeting in New Delhi yesterday, the minister reviewed the power capacity status of all the thermal power plants with the aim of ensuring maximum availability of thermal capacity and power. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders today at the Rajshekhar Reddy Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.